And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
When Luther Heights Youth Camp in Queensland, Australia, needed to add 32 custom-made bunk beds to the Crossridge Camp, they knew it would not be cheap. The first quote came in at over £36,000, and after approaching a number of metal fabricators, the best price the Luther Heights team could find was £27,000. But then God stepped in. Luke McRae, operating under the business name The Blacksmith, had seen the sample bunk at the powder coaters and called Luther Heights with a message. God told me to quote you £17,000. After a few more conversations, Dave Lee, the site manager at Luther Heights, had only one thing to say. How can we argue with God? The partnership between The Blacksmith and Luther Heights is clearly a match made in heaven, says Peter Schilling, Luther Heights operations manager. We'd like to thank Luke and God. Luke remains modest, not desiring recognition for his work. Instead, he names a love for God and a desire to serve him as his motive. I'm doing what I love in my job, and I want my work to be a witness. Every Australian dollar Luther Heights saved is invested in the expansion and enhancement of the camp's ministry. And if they need more bunk beds in the future, Luther Heights knows just the man for the job. In Kiev, members of the Ukrainian feminist group Femin barricaded themselves in a cathedral bell tower for a topless protest against a church-backed bill that would ban abortions. The women climbed the bell tower of Kiev's central St. Sophia Cathedral and stripped off their tops and rang the bells in a protest against what they called a criminal plot between the church and the state. They also lowered a black banner reading "Stop" from the tower of the cathedral, a former Orthodox church which is now officially a museum of religion and belongs to the state. The Uniat Church, the third largest confession in Ukraine, and representatives of the Roman Catholic Church in March urged Parliament to ban abortions. The Orthodox Church is in principle against abortion, but has so far refrained from entering the public debate. Opposition Deputy Andriy Shkil has submitted a bill to Parliament banning voluntary abortions, with a few exceptions. He said this will boost the birth rate after the population fell from 52 to 46 million in the last 12 years. Abortion is currently legal in Ukraine up to the 12th week, and in certain cases up to the 22nd week of pregnancy. The proposed bill would apply to all abortions except special cases allowed by the law, like medical emergencies. While the number of abortions reached 1 million per year in the 1990s, the rate last year fell to 156,000 versus 492,000 births, according to the health ministry. Femin's slogan is, "We came, we undressed, we conquered." The group specialises in topless activism, supporting women's rights and fighting prostitution and trafficking, and it travels widely, recently appearing in Davos, Milan and Minsk. Ascension Lutheran Church in Ogden, Utah is beginning a new prayer ministry. The church now has a drive-through prayer option twice a week in their car park. The prayer partners invite you to drive through and share your prayer requests. You are invited to stay and pray with us in your car or join us at a table to share in a time of prayer. Any and all prayer requests will be held to be private and confidential. The church's hope in this ministry is to pray together with those who wish to participate. The church says that the ministers will not preach at those who attend. Our prayers are rooted in God's word and in response to God's invitation to not worry about anything, but instead to pray without ceasing. Prayer is something that takes us beyond religion, beyond denomination, and drive-through prayer is intended to help connect us and those with whom we pray with a real and relevant God that desires a relationship that makes a difference to your day-to-day life. Local residents are invited to take a pause from life's business and spend a few minutes talking to God about what's in their hearts. They are encouraged. If you find yourself driving by and feel the call to reach out to God, you are invited to follow the signs. UK police facing riots in future could fire smelly chemicals into the crowds in a bid to quell disorder. Home Office scientists have been carrying out research on a number of possible future weapons to deal with disorder. Pellets which could shower rioters with foul-smelling liquids or bullets loaded with CS gas or pepper spray are among missiles being considered. Research is going on at the Home Office Centre for Applied Science and Technology in the hope of finding a replacement for plastic bullets. More than 42,000 plastic bullets have been fired in Northern Ireland between 1973 and 1981 in tackling disorder, but 14 deaths there have been linked to their use, including those of 9 children. A Home Office spokesman said, "Careful consideration is always given to the safety and medical implications of any new technology before any approval for use. The composition of the foul-smelling substance that will go into the new bullets is not disclosed." And finally, a Brazilian actor playing Judas was seriously injured last week when he accidentally hanged himself during a Bible scene in which his character commits suicide after betraying Jesus, a report said. The actor, identified as Thiago Klimek, apparently confused which cord he should use, remained hanging for several minutes during a performance of The Passion of Christ in the city of Itare, police said. The man's colleagues did not react immediately while he hung unconscious, believing the actor was still playing the role of Judas. Klimek was rushed to hospital, where he remains in serious condition. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you, and goodbye for now.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.